right. Hi, I'm Emily Nickel, and I will be talking about the disappearance of pig farms in Manitoba. So, pork is a necessity in Canada, the home of Canadian back bacon and many delicious pork dishes. However, when you eat pork, you don't often think of where it comes from, and so you don't think of the people who spend their lives taking care of the animals that end up on your plate. Pig farmers in Manitoba in the last 10 years have faced tremendous difficulties, and the number of farmers has dwindled as large companies have taken over. Changes the government has made in other circumstances has really taken away the livelihoods of many small farmers in Manitoba. For my research, I interviewed Marg Rempel, who has been a hog farmer for about 30 years in southern Manitoba. She has an independently owned and operated mixed family farm where she grows her own feed grain for the 5,000 pigs that they raise. She has served on the Manitoba Pork Council, the Canadian Food Grains Bank, as well as the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute. In the interview, she really focused on the benefits of mixed farming, the struggles of the Manitoba hog producers, and the ways that the government should actually be helping. Mixed farming means growing both field crops and animals on the same farm, so you can use the grain to feed your animals, and you can use the manure from the animals to fertilize your fields. According to Rempel, the benefits for mixed farming, specifically grain and hogs, include the environmental benefits for hogs to be able to eat a 10-mile diet and using leftover grain products for feed, like canola meal after the oil is pressed, or distiller's grain from ethanol plants, and then also, of course, being able to use the manure efficiently as fertilizer. Farms like Marg Rempel's that are of a mixed farming model and are independently owned are becoming less and less common. From 2006 to 2011, the number of hog farms decreased by 50%. That's in 5 years. In the 1990s, conditions had been perfect to start farming because of the low feed prices, the low Canadian dollar, which meant it was better for exporting, to the States, and Canada had stopped subsidizing grain transportation at this point, so it had become cheaper to use grain to feed your animals and then sell the animals instead of selling the grain directly because of the transportation costs. But then starting in 2010, unfortunate circumstances made it so that many farmers were losing money. Factors like reduced market prices, higher feed costs, a higher Canadian dollar, mandatory country of origin labeling in the U.S., so then the U.S. was saying, like, made in Canada or whatever, and people were buying less Canadian meat because of that. Less exportation. And then also the new government regulations, so environmental regulations and otherwise, caused many farmers to lose money and eventually quit. I Boyens, a journalist based in rural Manitoba, when talking about hog farmers losing their jobs, says, "To lose a job or a business in the city is tough, but at least the displaced miner and the independent grocer do not lose their roots, their homes, and their way of life in the process. For a farmer to lose their job is very hard because it's really not just a job, but a way of life." So, as you can see on this graph, the number of farms has gone down as the number of pigs being produced in Manitoba has gone up. In 1971, there was about 14,000 pig farms in Manitoba. Then in 2014, so last year, only 267 pig producers were registered. 267. So you may be wondering where all the pigs went, and mostly the farms have been absorbed by large companies like Maple Leaf or High Life. The average herd size in Manitoba doubled from the years 2006 to 2011. Here you could see, conceptually, we went from lots of farms with fewer pigs to very few farms with lots of pigs. And this trend, as you can see on this graph, which is based on Statistics Canada, the trend has affected Manitoba way more than other provinces. In 2011, the average herd size in Manitoba was around 4,800, whereas the average herd size, so that's like amount of pigs per farm, in Canada was under 2,000. So factory farming is becoming the norm in Manitoba. Rempel warns that farming knowledge and decision-making being so concentrated could end up being detrimental to the industry down the road. She also talked about how the government is making it hard for producers in Manitoba. One example is that the government has made a rule that if a new barn is built, it must have a biodigester, which is an expensive piece of equipment that stores manure and collects the methane to use it as a source of energy, which sounds great, but the problem is that in the Manitoba climate, these digesters are really not efficient and so will not be able to offset their initial costs. When asked what the government could do better for hog producers. One thing Rempel also said was that that she wants to see the government in Canada do a better job of encouraging food producers in Canada because they have such a vital role. Family farms may be coming to an end, and the government should be helping farms and corporations to be able to raise pigs in a way that benefits the most people now and in the future. Thanks for listening.